Islamic State militants have released a video which purportedly shows them beheading an American journalist. The video hasn't been verified, but is titled A Message to America. And IS is threatening to kill a second American journalist if the US doesn't stop its bombing campaign. The US says its aircraft have successfully carried out attacks on the militants around Mosul Dam and are yet to make a decision about whether to help in a battle around the city of Tikrit, north of Baghdad, between government forces and Islamic State militants. North America correspondent Michael Vincent reports.
The United States says it's destroyed more than 90 Islamic State targets in the past few days. In response, the militants have released an horrific video of the beheading of a man they claim is American freelance journalist James Foley. He went missing in November 2012 in Syria.
I wish I had more time. I wish I could have the hope of freedom and seeing my family once again. But that ship has sailed. I guess all in all, I wish I wasn't American.
A man dressed head to toe in black garb issues this threat to President Obama.
Your military air force is attacking us daily in Iraq. Your strikes have caused casualties amongst Muslims. Any aggression towards the Islamic State is an aggression towards Muslims. So any attempt by you, Obama, to deny the Muslims their rights of living in safety under the Islamic Caliphate will result in the bloodshed of your people.
It's the latest attempt by the organisation using sophisticated social media to scare the West. There's been no official reaction as yet. To date, the militants reportedly claim to have shot down a US jet and taken troops hostage. At the Pentagon briefing earlier in the day, spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby's response to that claim was very quick.
As of 2 minutes ago when I walked out here, I have no reports of any US plane being shot down in Iraq.
The US says overnight its Air Force continued attacking Islamic State militants near the Mosul Dam, which was retaken earlier in the day by Kurdish and Iraqi forces. Rear Admiral John Kirby says that success has had an effect on Islamic State's morale.
They're pretty well organized for the terrorist network that they are, but they're not 10 feet tall either, as we've seen. And we've begun to see that through the use of these strikes, their morale is suffering, competency and capacity has been damaged, and so they're not invincible either.
There are reports that on the back of the victory at the dam, Iraqi forces attempted to flush militants out of the city of Tikrit, north of Baghdad, but that assault became bogged down by IEDs and snipers.
Tikrit remains contested, but they are fighting for it, and you know, again, this is a battle they've got to fight. There's been no decisions about involving U.S. forces with respect to that.
The United States says it's accelerating the shipment of Hellfire missiles to the Iraqi government, and its military supply is robust. But it's also being asked about its future role. Rear Admiral John Kirby.
There's been no decisions about moving towards a more formal advisory role.
That once there is a new Iraq government in place, there would be a sense of working more closely with that.
I think
government.
We would be open to considering that. As Secretary Hagel has said, you know, we need to make sure that whatever partner we have in Iraq, it's a reliable partner. And now they're forming this government, so we'll see when we get there. But there's been no decisions to move beyond the assessing role right now, other than the advice and assistance that we're offering through these Joint Operations Center.
With sensitivity about American soldiers being back in Iraq, the Pentagon has also denied that any of its troops or advisers were on the ground near the Mosul Dam guiding airstrikes. This is Michael Vincent in Washington for AM.